There is literally a cover-up happening in Göbekli Tepe. This is really quite an alarming and shocking and disturbing thing to hear from the person who is in control of archaeological excavation work at Göbekli Tepe. Lee Clare has no intention during their tenure of even attempting to fully excavate the site. So we all know about Göbekli Tepe. It's the incredible megalithic site in Turkey, the oldest in the world, over 11,000 years old. It completely contradicts our linear model for history, alongside the Giza Plateau and the mind-blowing possibilities of what could be beneath the sands of Egypt. Göbekli Tepe is the most important archaeological site in the world, both because of its age and its complexity in a time period where it should not exist. Where prior to its discovery, mainstream archaeologists and historians assumed that nothing advanced was occurring at all in this region. It invokes the possibility of advanced cultures long before our own written history began, and that is why it is so vital that we uncover what it has to show us. But as it stands, less than 10% of Göbekli Tepe has been excavated since its discovery in 1963. And, as researchers like Jimmy Corsetti have pointed out, there are some very suspicious third-party affiliations that lead up the ownership chain back towards the World Economic Forum. So that, in of itself, is highly concerning. We also know that olive trees, which are illegal to cut down in Turkey, have been planted in strategic locations around this archaeological site to prevent excavation around the areas where the trees are existing. And this is also going to potentially be causing further damage to unexcavated elements of Göbekli Tepe from the tree roots. So you've got an inability to dig up because of the olive trees, as well as a potential damage from the trees themselves. I mean, these are massive issues. They feel like a form of sabotage. But in a shocking turn of events online, there have been some recent admissions from people high up in the Göbekli Tepe excavation team. And I think that this is very disturbing. In a shocking statement made casually online by Dr. Lee Clare, he confirms that he has absolutely no intention of excavating the full site. No intention whatsoever. Following the death of Klaus Schmidt in 2014, Dr. Lee Clare has taken on the leadership and coordination of ongoing archaeological research at Göbekli Tepe on behalf of the German Archaeological Institute. A man who claims to be an archaeologist is telling us that he has no desire to fully excavate or even attempt to fully excavate one of the most important archaeological sites in human history. In an effort, it would seem, to drag out this process for an extremely long time, and we have to start asking the questions as to why they would want to drag out this process for such a long time. Could it simply come down to money? Is it that they want to maintain their funding for as long as possible? Or is it also possible that there is a deeper implication, a deeper problem that they don't want to face, that unearthing Göbekli Tepe might actually be quite a disruptive act to the status quo? Because Göbekli Tepe in of itself already, even with 10% excavation, disproves and contradicts our historical narratives, our models for how we developed, our linear developmental path of explaining human history. It's already a problem. So what's the other 90% going to do other than cause more problems for the status quo? Is this a potential reason for obfuscating and slowing down the process of discovery? Now, this is the Exchange on X where Dr. Lee Clare is talking to Jimmy Corsetti about the excavation efforts at Göbekli Tepe. Dr. Lee starts by saying good morning to everyone and announcing that it's a perfect day for excavation. At which point, username Sprottle Bitcoin chimes in and asks Lee Clare, what is the ETA on excavating the full site? To which Lee Clare responds by saying, our fieldwork is based on three important pillars. 1. Excavation, to answer research questions. 2. Conservation of the remains. 3. Presentation to the public. The art is to balance all three. This is the responsible and respectful way to proceed. No ETA. So yeah, he's saying there's no ETA at all on excavating the full site of Göbekli Tepe. Now, this is when Jimmy Corsetti chimes in. No ETA? Are you really not going to tell this person that you've repeatedly stated that you are leaving the full excavation to future generations and have no intention to complete the excavation in our lifetimes? Now, Jimmy comes with his receipts showing previous conversations he has had with Lee Clair on this issue. Jimmy says, "So just to clarify, as of right now, there's no plan to fully excavate Göbekli Tepe for the indefinite future." To which Lee Clair responds by saying, "I have no plan to do so. I think you need to see the site in order to really appreciate what this would mean." Now, Jimmy provides some context as to what Lee Clair is saying with the second image he shares in this post. Because what Lee Clair is saying is there is so much to excavate that it would be disrespectful to do it fast in order to reveal the whole megalithic complex, because there are all these various layers to go through before we reach the actual complex itself. But this is frankly a ridiculous stance to have, because we know that Göbekli Tepe was intentionally buried. All these layers are debris, broken pottery, maybe bone fragments, but if we're being honest, nothing of actual interest in comparison to what these layers are obscuring, which is the actual megalithic complex of Göbekli Tepe itself. You know, the actual reason for being there doing archaeology. I would argue very strongly that whoever buried Göbekli Tepe in pottery and pieces of rubble is of secondary interest in relation to actually understanding who built Göbekli Tepe itself. Sifting through the rubble and the broken pottery that was used to bury Göbekli Tepe is far less important than actually uncovering Göbekli Tepe itself. Would you not agree? Comment below if you think it's more important to slowly sift through the heap of debris that was piled on top of the site, or to move this debris out of the way quite quickly and then study the site itself. Which one is more important? The glacial pace of work at Göbekli Tepe is a red flag that needs to be addressed. Why is there not more of an impetus to uncover the core site, the real site, and instead go slowly fishing through layers of debris with a fine-tooth comb? This is like spending years sifting through the sand around the pyramids but refusing to actually go inside the pyramid itself to study it. Göbekli Tepe is covered in loose rubble. This is not a major effort to excavate. The excuses can't arise through lack of logistical strategy or manpower. It is doable, they're just not doing it. So the question again is why? Why are they not doing it? Could it be that this multi-ton, large-scale megalithic complex, which is over 11,000 years old, is considered a bit of a troublemaker to the status quo? Is it possible that a full uncovering and study of Göbekli Tepe would further evidence the cause of which the mainstream historical and archaeological arenas have rallied against time and time again, that there were advanced civilizations on this planet long before our own written history began, and that a global cataclysm is becoming a high-quality explanatory framework through which we can observe these shattered puzzle pieces of our ancient past and find a rational explanation for their presence? Could it be that this most ancient of places is not part of the plan, so to speak, not part of the approved narrative, and that whoever is truly running things over there is unhappy with the fact that people even know the place exists, let alone having a desire to unveil even more of it to the masses? These are questions we have to ask, because those overseeing the projects of Göbekli Tepe are, through their own actions, causing our suspicions to rise and rise. The orthodox priests of mainstream ideological models and historical development are surely feeling the pressure of the ever-increasing popularity of alternative and amateur researchers who are proving that these academic channels of learning have, in many ways, stifled curiosity, stifled the scientific critical thinking mind, and have produced something more akin to archaeological bureaucrats, gatekeepers of outdated ideas and methods. They're struggling now to maintain public approval. I think what's happening over at Göbekli Tepe is simply representative of the issue that we really face in a wider distribution within the scientific community, this dogmatic and glacial, almost bureaucratic pace to which things progress in terms of challenging models and challenging frameworks that have been glued down into place for far too long. You know, Göbekli Tepe in of itself is a challenge to the mainstream, and it would seem that they don't want to issue more of a challenge to themselves, and so there is a impetus and incentive to really slow down the pace of excavation. The idea of preserving the archaeological work for future generations seems like such a crazy idea to me. You are archaeologists. Why are you not doing the archaeology This is really quite an alarming and shocking and disturbing thing to hear from the person who is in control of archaeological excavation work at Göbekli Tepe. Li Claire has no intention during their tenure of even attempting to fully excavate the site. I think that the lack of energy, the lack of a drive to understand what's truly beneath the sands and dirt and rubble of this incredible megalithic site raises way too many questions about who exactly are you loyal to? Because it certainly doesn't feel like you're loyal to the curious mind of science. I don't think many of the pioneers of your chosen discipline would be very happy with the way you're treating this archaeological dig. I think they would agree with the ever-growing popular alternative consensus that you guys are dropping the ball, that you guys actually shouldn't be there. Maybe we should be there. Yeah, I am trapped in the noise. Can't stop the talking. I am trapped with the boys. Nice, keep walking. Yeah, just too sharp with the prize. Let the girl tell me I'm awesome. Yeah, hot like fire on the pine. If you wanna touch me, I'm please use caution.